This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hey, welcome y'all. Come on in. I'll put you in this booth over here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, are you mocking me?
No, this is my voice too.
Okay.
It's sort of like a yes and.
This booth over here? Is that where we're going to sit?
Yeah, this booth right here.
Okay, I was mocking you.
Yeah, honey, you're making fun of our accents. That's not nice. Sorry, this is my husband. He's very mean.
Charlene, I was not mocking you. I love you. I was mocking this person who I don't care for.
Okay, well, welcome to Sunrise Diner. Our special today is a Italian toast.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Italian toast.
Do you have griddles on the menu?
We don't, but I could whip you up some.
Can you do McGriddles?
We could do McRiddles.
Mm-hmm. And can I just have a riddle bit of water for the table?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to think of a McRiddle. What is a purple sadness? What is a purple sadness?
Huh.
By the way, my name is Paul Lind.
Is the answer Hamburglar?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm coming around on this person, honey.
Okay. Yeah, Hamburglar. Okay. Sure. Can I get y'all some waters or some coffees?
Yeah, I would love a little bit of water.
I misspoke. Can I get you some water or coffees? We are a diner / FedEx Kinko's.
Oh!
Wait a second. Wait. When you said, "Sorry, I misspoke," the accent went away.
Yeah.
Is this a front? Are you putting this on?
No. If I ever say the word misspoke, I'm misspeaking, right? Because otherwise I'm a liar.
Oh, any tense of misspoke?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, I don't know if you know this, in 2013, we are the bicycle capital of the world. I was crowned misspoke.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
My wife was Miss Spokane.
Yeah. We're doing a whole lot of talking and not a lot of eating.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that your wife was misspoking. Sometimes it's hard to misspeak in the present tense.
What?
Well, I'm Adam Rufai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
I think the new thing to start the show is going to be the most convoluted premise of all
time. You guys, let's try this again. Okay, let's do that same thing again.
Okay.
But we're going to just streamline it. Just
great.
Very simple, yes and, very easy. Ready? Start over, Adam.
Same thing, but we're streamlining it.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go at the booth. Let me get you some copies.
I don't like you. I like her.
Okay, never mind. You guys, you can't ask them to do something correctly because then they'll do the opposite.
I got to my thing immediately.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Aaron, we did exactly what you asked, and we feel judged.
Okay, well, you should feel judged.
Sorry, we feel Mike judged.
If you guys are ever in an emergency with Adel and JPC, just go, "Hey guys, can you please do a bad job?" And they're going to go, "Don't tell me what to do. I'll do a good job."
What do you mean a bat job? You want me to fly around at night flapping my little wings and clicking and communicating with sonar?
And I'll go, "JPC, my arm fell off. You call someone." How are you two? It's nice
good.
To see you.
Did you get your arm looked at, Aaron?
Yeah, I love when people look at my arms because I'm a lady of the 21st century.
I love it.
My ankles and my arms.
Speaking of looking at arms, so I haven't purchased new clothes in a while. The seasons are changing and it's getting to be warmer outside. And okay. I'm on the hunt. I'm on the hunt to try to find some like new tank tops that I like, but
ooh!
I can't find anything. I truly have looked for like hours and I can't find anything that I like.
Are you going to talk about buying Duran Duran pants? Where's this going?
So
I'm on the hunt.
Wait, what are you typing in search?
Well, it's not. Pornhub just has like categories.
Okay. Why do I ever ask you any questions?
But basically, whenever I like look, no matter what I type in, what I get a bunch of is like graphic tees. So what I want is like fun, colorful tank tops that are like not like graphic prints and stuff like that. No. Or
say tank tops, you mean like a t-shirt with like the Tiananmen Square protest on
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I want. Also, guys, just a wild amount of pro-Trump tank tops appearing in search results still.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
How could this be? How could that... It makes me want it to not be my look anymore. But all this to say is I was like, I couldn't find what I want, but I did buy some like new workout like tank tops that I could wear. And they came in the mail, and it was a 3-pack, and I guess I didn't pay attention for the 3 things that I bought, or I just didn't look too closely, but they are mesh, like fully mesh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't wear mesh. I don't think I've ever owned something that's mesh. I can't wear this.
You don't
and
have the nipple rings to pull
that
off.
You should wear those with those 2011 sunglasses that are just the stripes across.
Yeah, just the bars.
Yeah, the bars.
But then I was like, I got it in the mail. Returning it is such a hassle. You have to like repackage it, then take it to a place. And these are like, they're for workouts. I'm not wearing them anywhere but my home, so I was like, fine, I'm just gonna keep them. But what I didn't realize is that what that means is that now like 40% of my workout clothes are made of mesh. So I'm a mesh guy now. I wear mesh, and that's what's
Jesus,
new with me.
You're a bit
of a
mesh.
Write that down. JPC
you're
is
a sloppy
a
mesh.
Guy now.
Yeah.
I will say, so listeners can't see this, but you are currently wearing a tank top.
Yes.
I'm gonna be brave today, and I'm gonna say all tank tops are workout tank tops. You can work out on that fucking silk shirt. Come
not
on.
The silk ones.
Well, you can, but you just basically ruin them with like sweat and stuff. So I don't necessarily I want there to be a separation of church and state, and I don't want them to be I don't want to have like just completely drenched like a tank top that I'm wearing out to be.
I think we need to talk about how you're ruining shirts with your sweat.
I mean,
go see a doctor.
If I saw a doctor, he'd be like, "Whoa, don't beat me up, Mr. Strongman."
Oh, okay.
But no, you know, workout clothes are different because they do get pretty disgusting. I don't know if you guys have ever worked out, but when you're done doing it, your clothes kind of are gross.
Can't
and your
relate.
Whole body is.
Can't relate.
Yeah,
Adel?
Exactly.
How are you? Are you working out?
I'm working out.
Okay.
Let me flex this part of my body and then this part.
Oh, that popped off.
Shimmying.
Tuck these over here and bend over. There we go.
Rolled up into a shell.
Wow.
like a hermit crab.
I'm a roly-poly. When you all were growing up, did you call those little bugs roly-poly or did you call them pill bugs?
Roly-polies.
I call them my friends. Yeah, roly-polies.
Okay, because somebody, I can't remember when this was, but somebody in Chicago was like, oh, roly-polies, I haven't seen those in forever. And somebody else was like, what are you saying?
And someone
like,
said, we call it soda where I'm from.
And they're like, we call them pill bugs.
Hey, Adel, this pill bug roly-poly thing is really fucking interesting, but I got a question for you. Aaron and I now are fully vaccinated. You're fully vaccinated. The CDC
yes.
says that fully vaccinated people can gather together indoors. You moved during this pandemic. Where's this invite to this fucking housewarming party, my man?
Hello? Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Okay. I brought a fruit basket.
Knock, knock. I brought a basket that's made of fruit that has baskets in it.
Hold on. We waited for a basket made of fruit.
You know what? I haven't recorded in a while, and I don't know if I've ever been funny.
Fair.
Everyone just have lower expectations for me, please?
Here's the thing. This is a little embarrassing to say. The housewarming has cooled off. We've been here since October. We now use the AC because of the spring and summer weather approaching.
Sure,
so
sure.
You can still come over, but it would just be a house party. It would no longer be a house. The warming is gone, right? The house was on the windowsill cooling off. It is no longer warm. It is room temp. So it would be a house party. And a house party requires a DJ, a kid, a play, a fun little dance where you knock your shoes together. And some sort of parent coming home screaming to high heavens.
Now, is that a dance or a handshake? Because I was always under the impression that it was just an overly complicated handshake. But I guess some of the best handshakes are dances.
I'll still argue that house party, and I haven't seen it in 10 or 15 years. I'll still argue that house party
invited?
Is one of the best movies. Absolutely. I don't know what constitutes a house party other than a party inside a house, but it feels like we need more people, which I'm not comfortable with. So we'll just have
just invite us over.
I think we can do a three player house party.
Yeah. We can play a game, a board game, video game. You can make me a tiki drink.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fun.
Deal. Deal. I'll send out the invites.
I can point out some chores that you might be needing to do.
Yeah. JPC can run his finger along the fireplace
with my big white glove.
This simply won't do. For any job that must be done, there is an element of fun. And then he sings a song.
Our friend,
you're horny for your cousin, just clean up your house. If you're horny for your cousin, just clean up your house.
No.
As you're just smashing shit.
Moppy Perry, no. Please, Moppy Perry. Moppy Perry is terrifying.
Oh.
I assume that au pair's name is Moppy Perry.
Moppy Perry,
you guys,
yes.
Just as a fun little image for your Wednesday, JPC and Mary Poppins hat. You're welcome, world.
Perry Moppins.
Perry Moppins.
Who's also my favorite detective.
The other one I thought was a play on Matthew Perry, and I was like, I like that
please
too.
Please don't go, Perry Moppins. We love you.
Could I be anymore your housekeeper?
She's a housekeeper. She's a nanny.
Mary Poppins, a lot of your commentary doesn't hold up.
Perry Moppins, can we jump into a painting made of chalk again and go on an adventure together? Perry Moppins, are you having sex with the chimney sweep?
Perry Moppins.
It seems like there's sexual tension between the two of you.
You went inside that painting, but you just knocked all the characters down.
Perry Moppins, can't wait. Aaron, anything new for you?
No, I am technically an LA resident. I went out there, grabbed my keys, spent 5 days organizing, driving around, getting furniture off of Facebook Marketplace and walk around my neighborhood. It was so nice. I love my neighborhood and it's very green and I'm so excited and
now,
I can't wait.
Aaron, I don't want to turn the tables too fast to make anyone's dinner spill over, but you have this new place and we're all fully vaccinated and it just feels like
you want to fly to LA?
Waiting on our invite to
do
come
it.
To your housewarming
party. No, Aaron. I want to be flown to LA. Okay. It's a housewarming
Prince.
Party.
Little
flown
Prince.
Me to LA.
Yeah, of course. You guys can come and stay literally whenever, and I hope that you do. And I hope that we have live shows out there and that we all hang out. And
Deal.
Okay. And then when I come back here, I stay with both of you somehow at the same time. Half the night at one house, half the night at the other house, huh? I'm a terrible house guest.
You can physically stay at JPC's, but mentally check out and then emotionally stay at my place.
Aaron, I have said this over and over and over again. Sean and Lou are always welcome here.
Okay, here's the thing. If you live in Los Angeles and you have any places to recommend to me for like buying very, very cheap rugs, because why the fuck are rugs so expensive?
Aaron, I got a website for you where we bought some cheap rugs, and they're great. I think it's just rugsusa.com.
Ooh, I'm looking for a mauve or lavender lilac kind of rug.
I'm not your personal fucking assistant, okay?
Write
I'm just a guy
down.
Who has a recommendation.
Wow.
Or like cheap furniture. You guys, it's expensive. It's so expensive to move. Oh, so expensive. So if you have any recommendations, please let me know. But that's my update. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to see you guys. You're both very funny.
You're very funny, Aaron.
I don't know the difference between the two of you quite yet. One of you wears a hat forward, one wears one back.
Well, one of us is going to shave our facial hair on the left, and the other will shave it on the right.
I don't know my left from my right or my top.
You
want to
know
right
how
now,
we got these scars?
Speaking of not knowing what's going on.
One of us will only speak in lies and the other will only speak in screams. I think you know who's who.
Oh my God, I wish I could only speak in screams. I'm like 80% there.
I feel like you're the lie one.
I like trying to suss that out of like, one of us only tells lies and one of us only speaks in screams. It's like, well, wait a minute.
To me, you're both. All right. I'm old lady riddles or whatever my name is, old man puzzles. Mm-hmm. And I have been doing a riddle podcast for about 150 episodes. So I would like to read even more riddles. Thank you so much.
Wait. Okay. So just to be clear, this is episode 147. You're not doing another riddle podcast that's only done like three episodes, right?
Yeah, I just started
God
a new one.
Damn it.
Called Riddle Hey.
Oh, it's so much better.
And it's a lot better.
Riddle Hay.
I hate to tell you this, but it's two very funny women and me, so.
That is already better.
Yeah, that is a death knell.
And they don't lie and they don't scream. All right, here we go. This is our first listener submitted riddle. From
ever?
Laura McCarver. Yeah, first ever. We've been making up the rest of them.
First time, long time.
Yeah, Laura McCarver from New Jersey. It's okay to use my full name. Hi, Clue Crew. Thank you so much for your wonderful podcast, liar. I can't count how many times I've cried from laughing so hard. I wanted to contribute some riddles I've learned over the past couple of years. I don't think you've done these yet. I hope they're fun. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you,
from
Laura.
New Jersey, if that is even a real place.
Hey, I'm so glad.
Just a heads up, Laura, I don't know if you know this, but I follow a lot of food trends, and New Jersey was just named the number one pizza state in the U.S.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It beat out New York and Chicago.
Huge news. Well, okay. Pizza's not that great.
All right, here's the thing about, I'm moving, so I can say this, Chicago pizza's not very good.
There's
Hello?
Good pizza here, but deep dish sucks. Deep dish absolutely sucks.
I will say this, deep dish is good.
No.
No one would eat deep dish if it wasn't good.
It's
will
pizza
kill
soup.
Kill you, though. You can't have more than two slices of deep dish or you will die.
Show me a deep dish pizza. Uh-oh, you just showed me a casserole.
Yeah, it's pizza soup and it's lame.
Yeah,
sorry,
again,
Chicago.
Are you also saying that you wouldn't eat a casserole?
Yes.
No, I'll eat a casserole on Thanksgiving, but I don't want to fold a slice of casserole put it in my mouth.
Your family's making Thanksgiving casserole?
Green bean casserole. Am I crazy?
Okay, so what you're talking about is hot green beans. You can't compare deep dish pizza to hot green beans.
Well, you put that French onion soup on top. All right, Aaron, let's hear this riddle.
If you ever come to Chicago, skip the deep dish. It's not worth it. Just don't do it. You'll need to nap the rest of the day. If you're a tourist, don't eat it.
I completely disagree. If you're a tourist, that's the only person who should be eating the deep dish. Everyone that I've ever brought to Chicago that got deep dish, like I had people from England that got deep dish, people from Florida that got deep dish, they enjoy it for the novelty of it. But you don't need it. No one here is eating it twice a week.
Do you think England and Florida are the two most impressive places you could list off?
Honestly, I was just talking about the places that I've actually met people from, and it's England and Florida.
I had an Uber driver who was the most negative person I've ever met in my life, and she was so contrary, and it was hilarious.
Challenge accepted.
Last night, I know, you guys, it was crazy. I was dying laughing. She hated everything, and we finally were like, if you could live in any city, where would you go? Because we told her we were moving to LA, and she's like, oh, horrible. And we were like, we love Chicago, though. And she's like, oh, horrible. And we were like, you live here. We were like, where would you want to live? And she was like, Key West.
Oof.
Anytime I'm in Key West, I feel like I'm flying.
Well, that's how you get there.
I mean, I've been to Key West. You have to fly or you have to drive. And is she taking like fucking acid in Key West? Is that what she's doing?
Every time I go to O'Hare, I'm flying.
You guys, she was like, I've been to, she was like, my husband and I just went to New Orleans. It was a lifelong dream. But we hated all the food. And we're like, oh, do you like spicy food? And she's like, we hate spicy food. And we're like, do you like seafood? And she's like, we hate seafood. And we were naming all these New Orleans places, and she didn't go to any of them. She didn't go to a single touristy thing. And we're like, it was your lifelong dream to go to New Orleans? We're like, did you go to Cafe Du Monde? And she was like, what's that?
If you go to New Orleans and you hate the food, you're the problem.
The good news is it sounds like her and her husband are a really good match.
Oh, yeah. I told John, I was like, I would spend... give $1,000 today to hear one recording of them ordering at a restaurant together because they are the most negative. Oh, God, I couldn't even believe it. She was like, well, I had one good margarita there. And I was like, I've loved the margaritas I've had in New Orleans. And she was like, I actually don't drink that much and I don't always order margaritas. And I was
welcome to Felix's Oyster House. We're known for our char-grilled oysters. Can I take your order? Can I get the chicken breast?
And I'm going to hate it. But she also, I told her I loved tomatoes. Oysters, and she went, ugh, I can't even imagine. And I was like, okay. All right. So anyway, Laura, here are the warm-up riddles that Laura sent us.
Oh, thank God.
Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than seen. Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than seen.
Bird.
Pillowcase. A
bird.
Out.
That's just a pile of feathers on a little bit of cloth.
A bird inside a pillowcase.
That sounds terrifying. That would be horrible.
That's the best way to get a bird out of your house.
pillowcase.
Is it? No.
Convince make it to fall give asleep. A pillowcase.
Make it fall asleep. And then and then
that's
shoot
not
it.
A
you,
good
it not a pillowcase,
rest,
but if you do have a bird in your house,
bird.
You're supposed to take a big blanket or a sheet and throw it over the bird. And yeah. So then you can easily scoop it up and take it outside and air it out of the sheet.
All right, here we go.
Yes.
Lighter than what I am made of, more of me is hidden than seen.
Okay, so lighter than what I'm made of, that doesn't make sense because unless
what
we're
about,
taking
what about
lighter
like
a
cigarette
in a
lighter?
Term. Oh, that's great. So lighter
no.
than what I'm made of.
Damn
so
it.
Propane. What if it's, is it made of meringue?
No. Ooh, okay. Meringue.
I'm made of meringue.
Somebody flew to Key West.
Key West. I feel like I'm flying.
lighter than what I am made of. Is it like? Is this like baking?
Lighter
no.
than what
sometimes
I'm made
you can
it's nothing
make
to
some...
do with dessert, but are you guys hungry?
No. Does it have something to do with like a word?
Oh
like
my
it's
God.
Made up of letters and then.
No.
The okay.
Is the answer to this a word? Or just
sometimes
sort of a
the
sound?
Answers are sounds. Yeah.
Lighter than what I'm made of.
I would say the best part of this is the more of me is hidden than seen.
Oh, glacier.
Yeah. What's another word for that?
Banana. Iceberg.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, lettuce.
No, it's not lettuce. It's an iceberg.
It's an iceberg.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are the lookouts on, let's just say, the Titanic. And one of you sees an iceberg, but you like are having a feeling that maybe it's too late to say something.
Can I just say, sir, that being on this massive boat, it feels like I'm flying.
Feels like you're flying? Well, you should try getting up onto the bow of the ship.
That's... Ooh!
We could go up there right now if you'd like.
Ooh, deep bow.
Charles! You slay me. You truly are so funny. No, no, no. Come. We'll go to the front here, okay. Up under the bow, which I believe is the front. It will go right up here. Now, put your arms out, and you can totally feel like you're flying.
Oh, look, I'm Jesus Christ. This is the same pose that he does.
All right, hold on.
Pose.
What?
Calm down.
What? No, you said put your arms out, and that's what Jesus Christ does.
Yes, but I'm deeply religious, and that, frankly, won't do.
Oh, am I fired?
Well, I don't know. Does a passenger have the authority to just fire a crew member? If so, that wouldn't be the Christian thing for me to do. No, you're not fired. An apology will suffice.
What is the Christian thing to do?
Well, start a war.
Interesting. Oh, what is that glimmer? There's some sort of glimmer out there in the water. Look, it's some sort of...
Hello, I'm made of ice.
Ooh. Oh, it's some sort of ice woman.
Ooh, I'm an iceberg, hello.
Oh.
Hi.
Now, Charles, I know who that is. That's one of those X-Men that that save our world and our planet.
Wow. Never thought I'd meet an X-Men.
Yoo-hoo. Just come a little closer.
Thank you for your service. Tell Professor...
Crash!
Oh, she loves Dave Matthews.
Into me.
Anyway, we're gonna swim around you.
Seed. Okay, I need to say something. Yeah, yes. Jesus was famously posing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember?
Big pose. Big
walk,
pose.
Walk, fashion, baby, work it. Move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion, baby, work it. I'm Jesus, baby.
Baby.
I'm a model and I know it.
I've been listening to so much Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't know why it popped
Aaron,
into
favorite
my head.
Song?
The first one, of course.
What's
listen,
the
Jesus, huh? I don't like this what I see. All I ask is that you listen to me. I should be a female Judas. It's so catchy. Oh, it's so good.
Also, if someone doesn't know the subject matter that they're talking about, the answer that tells you that is when they say, the first one.
Well, yeah, totally.
I love this musical. I like the first one, the third one, and the fifth one.
I like Everything's All Right, but that first number is so good. And I listened to the John Legend one.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brandon Victor Dixon plays Judas in the John Legend Jesus Christ Superstar, and he has one of the craziest voices I've ever heard. He also played Burr and was in Rent. You guys, look him up. He's the best.
Oh, that's so interesting, because the waiter I played up top that worked at the Sunrise Cafe, his name was Brandon Victor Dixon.
That's so crazy. No, it's you named
Hey, y'all. My name's Brandon Victor Dixon.
It's a great Southern name.
You can just call me BVD.
And then also I listened to the, like, I don't listen to, I watch the YouTube clip of Tim Minchin doing it because, you know, I'm a huge Tim Minchin fan. But he played Judas in England and it is insanely good.
That's awesome.
My favorite part of that whole musical is, I think it's in Simon Zealot's song, when he just goes, "Why should you want to know why are you in love with fighting?" And I just think about that in my mind all the time. I just love, why are you in love with fighting?
JPC, you made me realize with your comment a moment ago that the singer of the song Hallelujah, which I believe was written by Leonard Cohen and popularized by Jeff Buckley, the singer of that song doesn't know what they're talking about. Because they're like, oh, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor chord, the major lift. It's like, you don't know this song, do you?
Yeah, dude.
And I am here, and this is song, and I am singing, and here we go, and now it gets kind of higher, now like, I'm lower.
What? Do you want to get up on stage and sing your song? Yeah. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, and there's a minor chord and a major lift.
The best part about that, I saw someone tweet that the beginning of that, I don't know who tweeted it, but the beginning of that is David played a secret chord that pleased the Lord. And it's like, it's a secret chord, but you just listed out what it was. It should have been
it's
like
a secret.
It should have been like David played a secret chord. It went like up by 20 and then you.
And then, back to riddles. I was like, what the fuck is this show? What do we do? So that was an iceberg. Next one. Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not. What am I?
I know this. JPC, do you want to take a stab? Otherwise, I got it.
God, I don't know. Forwards I'm heavy, but backwards I'm not. This is a person who skips leg day every fucking day, you know, and they, they're only doing chest and shoulders, baby. And
I would to see a scene.
They're walking around on two spindly little sticks.
JPC, you are a guy. Me and Adel are your legs, and you're a guy who skips leg day. And we're begging you to not skip leg day anymore.
Wait. No. Don't shower. Don't shower yet. No.
Wait, don't go to the showers yet.
What do you mean? I'm done. I'm done working out.
No, but we didn't get to do anything. We feel so weak.
We're so. Look at me.
Stand on your toes. Stand on your toes. Now look back at us.
I can't. I don't have the strength to stand on my toes.
Hold on.
Let me get on my pull-up bar. I'll pull myself up. Okay, now I can look at my legs. Now I can look at you. What did you want?
Stop making your arms so strong. Pay attention to us.
We look like the little candy sticks from Fun Dip. Please work on us.
I told you, little motherfuckers, I want you to go away. I will never forgive you for tripping when we came in the door that one time.
Oh, but everyone laughed.
Everyone laughed at me.
I was drunk, and I said I'd cut back.
Yeah, we were both drunk. We're so tired from holding your butt all day. Please make us stronger so we can hold up your butt.
By the way, I don't know. I don't know how you guys were both drunk because I was stone sober. So I don't. I must have been sitting in like an alcohol kiddie pool or something.
Yeah.
Absorbing it through my skin.
It's soaked in through the pores.
Please just do like one little do something.
A squat, maybe one squat.
No way. I'm going to make you suffer. I'm going to make you atrophy and go away until I get an apology for that one time I tripped coming in the door.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Jessica, I'm done. I'm going numb.
Ow. Pins and needles.
No, can you at least make my brother left leg stronger? He deserves it.
Wow. That's the most selfless thing that I've ever heard.
Well, you want to know something else that's selfless? I named my sister Jessica, and she named me left leg.
Yeah.
Wow,
at
that
least
is...
we're not your arms. Oh,
at least we're
those
not your
two
arms.
People are dicks.
Oh,
they're
the worst.
Not dicks, they're arms, but they're horrible people.
Yes,
I mean,
please.
They're not people, they're arms.
Please, they're not dicks, they're arms. And
what
they're
if your
horrible
arms
people.
Are dicks? I'm but,
okay.
Help us.
Scene.
Oh, brother.
Okay. Do you want me to answer this one?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
So, forward it's heavy, backwards it's not.
I didn't want you to restate it. I wanted you to answer it.
This one is very clever.
Oh, I thought restating was answering.
Here's your hint. This one's very clever. We have to do, we gotta get it because we gotta do a couple more before.
The word, The answer to this riddle is the word ton, T-O-N.
Yep,
forwards,
you got
it's
it.
2,000 pounds. Backwards, it's literally the word N-O-T, not.
You're incredible.
Whoa.
Wow. I know a word of letters three. Add two and fewer there will be.
Fewer. Wait, few.
Yeah. Sort of, buddy. You got it. It's few.
I thought it was take away two letters.
Aren't these
fewer.
Great?
These are wonderful.
Glittering points that downward thrust. Sparkling spears that never rust.
Stalactites.
Stalamachites. Icicles.
Yeah, you got it. It's icicles. And then the last warm-up riddle. At night, they come without being fetched. By day, they are lost without being stolen.
Dreams. Graveyard gremlins.
Graveyard gremlins.
Dude, and I got to say, the night I got to see your band, Graveyard Gremlins, was so fun. You guys
Thank
are
you.
Great. Lots of scream singing.
A lot of scream singing, and it was kind of weird that the only song you played 10 times in a row was Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah, I was like, it's weird to see a ska band
play. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
You know, I have a character that I do around the house, which is the dinnertime Orukai. And all that is whatever we're having for dinner that night is I just I say like,
looks like toasted red pepper, stuffed red peppers is back on the menu, boys.
Outstanding.
So, that sounds really good.
Go ahead, use that in your relationships, ruin them. Dinnertime Orukai, that's everybody's bet. You can have it now.
And while you go ruin your relationships, we're going to take a quick break so you can do just that. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
Looks like steak tartare is back on the menu, boys.
You don't eat steak.
No, I don't. And tartare would be the worst way to eat it.
Tartare for now.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your
Woo.
Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could
Wait, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay,
what do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
Did you do it? Did you ruin your relationships? You're welcome.
We hope so.
More riddles from Laura.
New Jersey lawyer.
Have you been in a car accident? Call a New Jersey Laura. I'll get you out of jail.
I'm going to read this just so I read all of our riddles, but I think we've done this one before, but we'll just get it really quick. Ready?
Okay.
What is 3/7 chicken, 2/3 cat,
Chicago.
And 1/2 goat? Yep, Chicago.
We already did that one, Laura.
It has terrible pizza. I never was, am always will be. No one ever saw me, nor ever will. And yet, I am the confidence of all who live and breathe on this terrestrial ball.
Natalie Portman's acting.
Wait a second. Are these my vows?
Yeah, they are. Vows for what? You're not married.
Yet.
Yeah, cult.
You got to start writing them early, Aaron.
Before you're engaged.
If you haven't started writing your vows yet, Aaron, you are fucked.
I know. I got your vows for Mariah. Are you ready?
I'm gonna, please.
Okay. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for letting me do things, bits at the dinner table, like steak tartars back on the menu, boys. I really appreciate your patience. I love that we don't let spaghetti up on the furniture. You're my soulmate. I love you, and I'll check you later.
These are my vows. Yeah, I think all good vows should end with check you later. I thought that these were her vows for me that I was hearing.
Oh, I want to hear her vows for you.
Me too.
Okay. Hey, it is good to see you, too. I love that your suit for our wedding is a cut-off tank top.
With a little cute little tie.
I wish that you had brought your family instead of a bunch of very sick raccoons to the wedding. But we're gathered here today for me to be with the weirdest guy that's ever lived.
In my mind, a cut-off tank top is a tank top with just pieces cut out.
Well, that's mesh. That's what you have.
That's mesh, baby.
You guys, I'm really good at guessing what people's vows are going to be. So if you ever need me to guess, Adel, if you need me to guess.
Well, I told Gemma that what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put on a CD that I made. And it's called Vows, That's What I Call Music. And it's just going to be a bunch of songs.
Two.
Yo, because I am divorced once. Yep.
All right, sorry. I never was, am always will be. No one ever saw me, nor ever will. And yet I am the confidence of all who live and breathe on this terrestrial ball.
Is it like oxygen?
Oxygen, like air?
No.
Is it the sun? Because you really can't look right at it, but it is the thing that gives us the life that we need.
No, it's more of like a, think space. I never was, am always will be. No one ever saw me, nor ever will. And yet I am the confidence of all who live and breathe on this terrestrial ball.
Gravity.
No, don't think space stuff. Think
moons.
Like time.
Black holes.
No.
Stephen Hawking.
No.
Okay. Is it polarity?
No, think time.
Is it hilarity?
No.
And by that I mean Alec Baldwin's wife?
No.
Okay. Think time.
Time is a gift given to you.
Don't look a time clock in the mouth.
Give you the time you need.
Light years.
The need to have the
light
time
years.
In your life.
Buzz.
Don't look a time cop in the mouth.
No, it's not the past. It's not the present.
It's the future.
Back to the it's the future.
Marty, we have to go back. It's our kids.
Aaron, why you set him up for this? You set him right up for this.
I didn't mean to.
Aaron.
I'm not listening. Nobody look at Adel.
We have to get back, my Sasha's.
I want to
see a scene.
I'm going to see a scene. We're going to see a scene where
Adel. Wait a second. Okay.
I was talking and you were doing, Marty! We're going to see a scene. Adel, you're going to be playing Aaron and I's grandpa. Every time that we come to see you, you're always trying to give us a hook for us to come back to see you.
Okay.
All right, Grandpa, this was so nice.
This is great. Thanks for the leftovers.
It's wonderful.
We'll talk. TTLY.
TTLY.
TTLY. Let me check my papers here. My calculations.
Talk to later, you.
Oh, no. 1.21 crockerpots. You have to come back and try my soup.
Oh, Grandpa, we already have all this leftover casserole.
Oh.
Actually, this is just deep dish pizza. But we're...
We're all full on that now, so...
You're full now, but in the future, you'll be hungry. I've seen it. I've done the calculations, and in the future, you
really
will be hungry.
We're really busy, Grandpa, and it takes a lot to get up here. You live on that big hill, and it's just like we're really busy with school and stuff.
Yes, of course, you're busy. That's why we have to go snack. Snack to the future. You
Grandpa,
eat now, and then in the future, you will be hungry.
Are you
snack
lonely?
Of course I'm lonely.
Talk to Grandma. She's in the other room.
No, she's lost in the 1800s in the Wild West.
Is that what she told you?
Oh, Grandpa. I think you're just too much for her. She told you that she was lost.
No.
Yeehaw! I'm thriving here.
See what I told you? You have to come back here. In 2 weeks' time, come back and use this car, the car in the garage. It's an older car. It's from, I think, 1985. And it has two doors that swing open like insect wings, and it's called a DeLorean.
Grandpa, that car can't possibly still run. It's from 85. That car's at least 50 years old.
It doesn't run now, but in the future, I'll take it to a Meineke.
Grandpa, can we get you the internet? Can we get you the internet finally? I think you'd benefit from the internet.
Does it run on plutonium?
Grandpa, this is really grating on our patience. Can you just tell us one more time what your net worth is?
Well, listen, I'm sorry if I'm grating. You've been a great Scott, and you've been a great Melissa. You're two of my favorite kids. My net worth is $1.7 billion.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this.
Okay, we'll hang out. We'll hang out.
My grandpa created Texaco.
Yeah, we'll hang out. That will re-energize us.
Seed.
True fact, right. Christopher Lloyd's grandpa created Texaco.
Three lives have I, gentle enough to soothe the skin, light enough to caress the sky, hard enough to crack rocks.
Is this a Lenny Kravitz song?
Yes. And that's also the three of us. I'm gentle enough to soothe the skin.
Okay.
Adel is light enough to caress the sky, and JPC is a liar who screams.
Excuse me while I caress the sky.
Is this Dove body wash?
Yes, Dove. Women are bodies and amazing and good women bodies. Yes, Dove. Go. Empowerment. Naked on a billboard, Dove. I love it.
Brought to you by Unilever, the most evil corporation of the world.
Exactly.
Dove body wash, because all women should smell like lavenders.
Whatever, Dove.
I want to see a scene.
Put your money where your soap is.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a magician, but you take a lot of shortcuts. You don't have a lot of money, so instead of doves flying out of your suit, you have dove bars of soap.
Got it.
So you just a lot of shortcuts. You don't have a lot of money, and you are really sweating on stage. Aaron, you are the one person who has shown up to this community sort of talent show, and you find yourself on stage as a volunteer.
All right, and for my next trick, I'm going to need a volunteer. Ma'am, would you like to come up and volunteer?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you'll have to say it a little more enthusiastically.
Yeah.
All right, come on up here. Now for my next trick, I'll take off my hat. And what is your name, ma'am?
My name is Jennifer.
And my name is the Minister. Jennifer, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
In a second, I'm going to have to ask you to reach into my hat and pull something out. But be careful not to get bitten, because there is a snake in there.
Is this a pervert thing, or...?
No, okay. I know that magicians do get a bad rap for that, but on the whole, it's not a pervert thing. It's just a profession thing.
Okay, so there's
just like
a
lot of dentists are perverts, but generally speaking, some people still get into dentistry just because they want to help people.
Okay.
Even though most of them do get into it because they do want to put their fingers in people's mouths.
I feel like if you weren't a pervert, you wouldn't be talking this much.
If I was a pervert, would I know so much about dentists? One of the most perverted... Okay, you're right. Correct.
All right, here we go. I'm reaching in.
Oh, okay. And don't get bit by that rake. Now, again, that is a children's rake toy that
it's
comes with
like a sandbox.
Yeah, it's like a sandbox pail. It's actually a shovel. Anyway, but you didn't get bitten, and that was on my head the whole time, so that's pretty crazy how that was in there, right?
Yeah, you just had a little children's toy in your head under your hat.
Yeah, that would have had to be there the whole time, though. That's pretty crazy.
We cut to the next week when he's doing another act with a different volunteer. So you want me to pick a carb? Any carb?
Any carb.
I brought my husband back with me. That's kind of cool, huh?
Hey, congratulations. He's a looker.
I guess I'll say bread.
What's the, do you have a second choice?
Another carb. Do potatoes have carbs?
Yes, but maybe like a third choice. You were closer with bread.
Okay. Sliced bread, a baguette.
Oh man, I
cake?
Wasn't
pre- cake?
I wasn't prepared for any of these. Boy, do I feel fusilli.
That's actually a pretty good magic trick.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Three lives have I, gentle enough to soothe the skin, light enough to caress the sky, hard enough to crack rocks.
So hard enough. So is this water again?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like water, ice, can crack rocks, and then like vapor or mist, or what do you call water when it turns to
rain.
Gas?
Rain.
Rain. Clouds.
Rain, ma'am.
Steen.
When young, I am sweet in the sun. When middle-aged, I bring joy. When old, I am more valued than ever.
Grapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grapes turn to raisins, which turn into wine in your mouth when you chew raisins, which is why kids should drink more raisins.
Why is it there more raisin-flavored wine?
I don't know.
I want to see a scene.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say, so the funniest part of my new apartment, which has a lot of funny things in it, is there's a random wine fridge that's installed. No place to put the trash. No obvious place to put trash, but there's a wine fridge. And so I was like, maybe I should get really into, like, I'm not a wine drinker. I don't know anything about wine. I never drink it. So if you know, like, what should I do? Like, if anyone's a wine expert out there, if we have any sommeliers listening, I like natural wines because I get rashes from wine. So help a girl out. Make me a genius.
I think it's so funny that, like, apartments and houses that come on the market that have, like, idiosyncratic things like wine fridges in them but don't have, like, a dishwasher is the most unhinged thing, because it just means at one point either the owner or the occupant was like, I'm a wine guy. Yep. I'm such a wine guy that I'm valuable living space is going to be converted into me storing my wine like a psycho.
I know I'm going to probably just fill it with LaCroix, but it would be kind of cool if I had some, like, cool wines.
You should go to Trader Joe's and get those, like, whatever their Trader Joe brand sparkling water is that comes in the long bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just keep those inside of there instead of wine.
I'm a Somali D plus at best. Let's I want to see a scene.
Yes.
JPC, you are at a new wine bar in town, and you're very new to wine, and so you're just trying something out. You heard that they have raisin wine, so you're checking out this interesting new flavor profile. Aaron, you are the sommelier at this wine bar. You know everything about wine and all the funky new flavors that this bar contains.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, you know, I don't want to give away.
Yeah, hello, welcome into the wine bar. Hello?
Yeah, we were mid-conversation.
Oh, okay. Sure.
No, I guess I don't want to, you asked me if I was a big wine person, but no, I don't really think that I'm a big wine person. It's just that it's so hard to meet people organically in your 30s that I just kind of wanted to come and, you know, hang out.
Going organic wine. Hi, I'm Patricia B. Sommelier today.
Okay, you said your name was Rachel, and that's what your name tag says.
Yeah. I look...
Are you okay?
Yeah, one eye is closed because I'm a broken porcelain doll, not because I drunk.
Okay.
Not because I forgot, I did wine tasting, forgot to spit into bucket.
Because I played football in high school, and you sound a lot like you've been concussed, and I was very familiar with people that had been concussed.
You're so pretty. You don't, like, don't let anyone tell you that you shouldn't be confident.
Okay, no.
Ah, it's hot in here, huh?
No one's ever told me that. Hey, can I just
get
say?
Get another bottle open and
can
then
I just
get
say,
cheese. What?
I'm drunk. Everyone in here is drunk. We're all acting way different than you're acting. It feels like you have a specific injury.
Okay, I may have had a couple of sips of wine, ran right into huge door.
That's it. Hold on. Let's focus on that part. Because you have blood trickling down your ears.
Yes, so this is for sure a full-bodied red. So I just want you to swirl this around. Give it a little sniff.
I'm honestly worried about your full body's red because it's leaking out of your head right now.
Pinot Grigio. Sparkling rosé. And then cold white wine.
Why did you whisper that into my ear like it was a secret that you were sharing with me?
Hey, Chardonnay.
Hey, look, I never
from
do this.
New Zealand.
I never do this when someone's at work, but what time do you get off? Because I would love to take you to a hospital. Yes, take you to a hospital.
I love a sommelier just whispering in your ear, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yellowtail.
Yellowtail. Here's what I'll say. I've had many a meal with like wine pairings. So it's like these wines are customized for your to bring out the maximum flavor. And I drink them and I'm like, this could be, these all taste the same. These are just wines. I enjoy like port. I enjoy like brandy or I mean like Malbec or any sort of like sparkling wine. So I feel like if it's weird or funky, I enjoy it. But if it's just red or white, I can't tell any of the flavors.
Yeah. I also completely lost my sense of smell. So I doubt that I'll ever truly be able to enjoy wine. When I order a drink, it's basically just the spiciest margarita they can get me because otherwise I will not feel it, taste it, or know that I'm drinking anything.
I feel like when we were in Arizona, did you order a spicy margarita?
Yeah, I probably did. I think
jalapeno margarita or something?
That's my go-to. And when we went, Adel and I, one of my favorite things about our friendship is we were in Kalamazoo. Was it Kalamazoo? Mm-hmm. And we went back to the same tiki bar twice in 15 hours.
It was amazing.
I know. We were so happy. We were like, should we go back? And we got so obsessed with the staff there. And we talked their ear off. We ordered like a million drinks and ate so much food. But it was.
And JBC, you'll be happy to know that we met an actual billionaire.
Yeah, no, I've heard this story before. And believe it or not, on this podcast.
It was fun. Sorry, we had fun. But I think I ordered a spicy drink there, and it was like the best thing that I got there. I love spicy margs. I'm going to give everyone my quick spicy margarita recipe. I will let, if you get a clear tequila and then you put some jalapenos in it and you let it sit for a little bit, like a couple days, and then you strain it out. You put like a bunch of fresh lime juice in it, a little bit of fresh grapefruit juice over ice, and then you're going to pour like a lime LaCroix in it. And then you're going to put the Trader Joe's chili lime sauce around the edge. And it's absolutely delicious. Put it in a cool cup.
Can I actually do mine? Is that okay? Do we have time?
Please,
So my recipe for a spicy margarita, what you're going to do is you're going to take clear tequila, some lime juice. You're going to put that in a blender with some hot jardinera. You're going to put that in puree. You're going to put it in your favorite glass, and you're going to zest some Cinnaburst on top just to give it a final little click.
And if we have a little bit of time, I would like to go through my recipe for a spicy margarita. Here's what you're going to do. Go to any bar with a friend. Make sure you order them a margarita. Then when the margarita comes, say, oh my God, is that berry pepper? They'll look over to see if it's berry pepper. What you do is you take a big handful of black pepper, dump it in their margarita, wait for them to turn around. They take a sip. They get mad. You get in a fist fight with the bartender. That's a night.
Berry pepper's an actor I haven't thought about in 15 years.
That's why it works. Because he could be there. Berry pepper could be there.
And speaking of Christopher Lloyd's grandpa founding Texaco, I believe Berry Pepper's grandfather started MGM Studios.
You mean Sergeant Pepper?
That's right. He started Sergeant Pepper. He was in the military.
You guys say such nonsense all the time. I never know what's real. All right. If you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. But if you have one, you have none. What is it? I love this riddle.
Math.
A sexual partner.
No. What?
If you have three,
you have three. If you have two, you have two. If you have one, you have none.
If you have one, you have none.
If you have three, you have three. Two, you have two.
If you have four, do you have four, Aaron?
Yep.
If you have five, you have five?
Yeah. Keep going in forever.
You have 10, you have 10?
Yeah.
Okay, but if you have one, you have none. So this could be, so this is something that maybe comes in more than one. So this is going to be.
Your hint is this is maybe my favorite riddle we've had at least this year.
Okay. Aaron, is the answer to this riddle a Twix bar?
Yeah, baby boy.
do for
yeah,
me, none for you.
Yeah, baby boy, guys, it's the Twix bar. Zoom,
I will
zoom.
Say this is a little insight into my sick brain, but if I'm going to make breakfast and I open up the egg carton and there's one egg, I get furious and I might throw it out. I don't even use it because I need at least two or three eggs to make an omelet.
See,
so
you know what makes me mad is when I open the egg carton and it's just one Twix bar. Yeah. What the fuck happened here?
What did this chicken eat?
I hate when I go to grab the box of oat milk, or the box of oat milk, but yeah, like the carton that the oat milk comes, but it's, you can't see through it, and you open it up and it's just full of eggs in there. It's like,
yeah, it's like,
replace
it. A Twix bar in here, idiots.
Here, I got a question for you two, who, and both of you live with partners. Let's say that there's whatever it is that is, you know, the hot commodity in your house. You know, for mm-hmm. Aaron, it's a gallon of milk.
Disgusting.
for Adel, it's probably a gallon of milk. But like something that you can't see through, so like a non-see-through thing, what would you do? Would you, if you were like pouring yourself a glass of something and there was just like, not maybe more than a sliver, enough for someone to have like half a glass left. Mm-hmm. Would you put it back in the thing, or would you like leave it out? Would you pour a glass for your partner? Like, how would you resolve that situation?
That's a really interesting question.
I would 100% drink X amount, a few ounces, and then dump the rest in so I could throw out the box. Because mentally, as I go out throughout the rest of my day, I'm going to be mentally locked into the idea that there's a thing I have to throw away fairly soon, and that's mm-hmm. gonna like ruin my day. I'm sure everyone during quarantine, if I have a call at like 8 p.m and I have nothing else the whole day,
yeah,
all I do all day is be like, I got this call at 8, like I should go for a walk at noon, but can't go for a walk at noon.
Better
I have
not.
This call at 8, like it totally occupies my entire mental capacity, bandwidth.
I feel that so much.
That's how I think about our recording days. I genuinely, they are pretty useless to me.
I
would do laundry, but I really should just check on my internet for the 600th time today.
Speaking of doing laundry, we're recording today, and I was washing all the dog beds and the dog towels in the house, and we had like 3 hours before we were recording, so enough time to wash this load of laundry. So I asked Mariah, I put them down there, I asked Mariah if she would go downstairs and like change them over, and then she did. And then 10 minutes before we recorded, she goes, "What do you want to do about the laundry?" And I go, "What do you mean? Like, what do you mean do about the laundry? Because we can't do it during the recording because you'll hear it through the floor." I was like, "What do you mean do about the laundry?" And she goes, "Oh yeah, I started another load." And I was like, "Well, I guess what I want to do is go back in time to when you did that and have you not do it. I don't. It's not really like a thing I can solve with 10 minutes before we record. I guess we rewashed that laundry." But we were both laughing about it. But I just thought it was so funny to come up to someone and be like, "Hey, what do you want to do about this problem that shouldn't be a problem? It's not your problem."
Oh man.
But Aaron, what would you do with the thing in your fridge? The 10% left.
I'm always putting half-eaten, like little bits of things left. But if it's a shared carton of something, I would, as loudly as I could, be like, "Hey, there's only a little bit left of this," and then hope that he heard me. I think that this is a pretty like common ADHD thing, that I'll start like a LaCroix or a drink or like an energy drink or something that's an individual can, and I'll put it in there. And be like, "I'll finish the rest later." The narrator says she never went back to finish that. And so Sean just opens our refrigerator, and it's like cans of nonsense that I have completely forgotten about.
Aaron, you've just described the daughter from, what's that? Signs. Shyamalan. Signs, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm leaving glasses of water around the house just in case. My bedside table is 3 glasses of water minimum all the time, always.
For aliens.
Yeah, I'm the king of going into the fridge and drinking anything that's open, because I'm like, chances are someone's forgotten about this. It's either me who does not remember putting it in there, or it's Mariah who didn't remember putting it in there. But it doesn't matter. I'll go and finish it. I did that with a can of cold brew earlier today. I was like, I don't know who this is, but it's going down
my
gullet.
It's mine now. Yeah, if anyone needs half a beverage, come on over. I'll let you in. You can drink all my half beverages.
But I'm with Adel. If there's 10% left in the thing, I'm housing it. I'm taking it right to the fucking dome. I'm not even pouring it in my drink some out of my glass. I'll just drink it right out of the bottle and throw that away. But it's not staying in there. Same with
my
an
mom
egg.
Saw me
I'll
do
crack
that
an egg into
home.
My mouth.
Ew. My mom saw me do that with apple cider when I was home last, because I just finished the end of it, and she was like, "Oh!" And I was like, "Mom." Stop! Right.
Okay, so Adel, did you know this, the answer to this, or did you just know that it's like 5 = 5 and 40 equals 40?
Oh my God, I'm just remembering that I did that and then put it back in the refrigerator. And that's
wait,
why
was
she
the
was
answer
mad.
Eggs?
Wait, hold on, Aaron. You didn't actually finish the apple cider? You just took a big swig of the apple cider?
I think
your mom was
like,
right.
I know. You guys, I'm really sorry. My mom was completely correct.
That's the exact opposite of that situation. What you did was a gross thing.
Totally. Oh, man, I'm the worst. And I just threw my mom under the bus. She's the best woman alive. Oh, God, I'm an idiot.
I remember this is a vivid memory I have in college where I was pouring tomato, like a pasta sauce out of a jar, but I wasn't using all the pasta sauce. And I like poured it out and there was pasta sauce on the rim of the jar. And I just like licked it off and then put the thing back and put it in the fridge and then got it out like 3 days later. And that spot that I was licked was like covered in mold because the bacteria in my mouth had put mold all over that thing. And it's like, oh, this is why people don't do that. This is why this is why you don't see chefs on TV licking shit and putting it in the fridge.
I was like, because I do little swigs of apple cider vinegar. I know it's bad for your teeth. Shut the fuck up. I don't care.
Nobody said it. Nobody said anything.
Everyone, I'm talking about the listeners. Who are
okay,
like,
got
That's bad for your teeth. I know. But it helps my throat and it helps my belly. But I was taking swigs right from the container, and then I was like, that's not good. Mm-hmm. This bacteria. So now I don't do that anymore.
I do want to see a scene. This will be a quick one. So JPC and Aaron, you host a cooking show. You are the popular duo, the Negligent Chefs, and you just do a lot of stuff that shouldn't be done for health and safety protocols.
Hi, and welcome back from the break. If you're just joining us, we're making pizza?
Ooh, okay. Well, scrap these pancakes then, because this is wrong. This is all wrong.
And when you discard pancakes, you're going to want to open your pantry, and you're going to shove them right in the back and hope for the best, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's just a little kitchen tip from us.
So they're safely locked away in the pantry. Now, we are going to be making pizza today. So what do we need from pizza? Well, unfortunately, we do need some of the stuff we threw away last segment. So let's crack open that trash can and search around in here for a little while. What is this? Is this the pepperoni?
Yeah,
what
let
is
me.
This?
That's
taste,
the pepperoni.
You smell it, I'll taste it.
Nope,
it's not. It's not.
Who's to say what that is?
Who's to say what
I'm
this is?
I'm seeing it. Oh, here's the cheese. I'm just going to disinfect that with some bleach because, you know, safety first.
Safety
we threw
first.
We it in the trash.
Oh, safety first. Karen, have we washed our hands today?
Yes, we should probably dirty them up.
Yes. Okay.
Before
I have
get
not,
going.
I have not washed my hands today, but I took a shower and I shampooed, and so that kind of ran off onto my fingers, I believe. That kind of covers me.
Best just quickly dirty them up any way you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick your nose. You can do whatever you want.
Do you need me to pick yours?
Sure.
Okay, there you go. And for everyone watching at home, it is critical to the recipe. If, from last segment, that pig is still loose in your kitchen, just try to grab it when it comes by.
Yeah.
Don't try to make a big thing of it and like try to corner it because it's not going to respond to that. But if it gets near you because it's curious, do try to still grab that pig.
Up. And you know what that ding means?
No.
The fire that we started in the other part of the house is about to reach us.
Okay. So our producer, Glenn, is telling us that it is now time to get on our flame retardant suits. So we're going to put those on.
On.
Okay.
And. Oh,
I found where we put the honey.
Oh.
It was all outside.
And I found the pepperoni. Okay,
fantastic.
Two more riddles. We're going to do these riddles, and then we're allowed to leave.
Wait, did we get the... Was egg the right answer to the...
No.
Did we get that one?
No, you didn't get it. If you have three, you have three. If you have two, you have two. If you have one, you have none. What is it?
Can we get a hint?
How about I give you options?
Okay.
I guess the answer could be this, or it could be this. Because I'm giving you choices. It's a choice. And that's so good.
That's great.
A four-letter word, and this is a new one. I've moved on past that. I forget it.
So this isn't the one that we just got?
Nope. We're moving on already. So quickly. A four-letter word, always done tomorrow. We're out of tea, the ultimate sorrow. Without the I, you owe me money. No sugar, no nectar, no sweetness, no honey. A four-letter word, if by chance you choose, you can never win, you can only lose.
Was that all one riddle? Or was that a series of,
That so was just me yelling nonsense words.
It is a four-letter word. It's one four-letter word that we're looking for.
Yeah, a four-letter word, always done tomorrow. We're out of tea, the ultimate sorrow. Without the I, you owe me some money. No sugar, no nectar, no sweetener, no honey. A four-letter word, if by chance you choose, you can never win, you can only lose. And this thing is stupid and dumb.
Is it brew?
It's a four-letter word with an I in it, so we know that much, right,
yep.
Aaron?
Uh-huh.
Without the I, you owe me money. So if you owe me money, that's debt.
And there's a T in
with
it.
With an I. So what's a four-letter word? Okay, with an I in it.
Yeah, it's without the... So we're looking for a three-letter word that means you owe me money.
No, it's... Yeah.
Yeah, because without the I,
But it's not. It's not quite spelled like that. But it sounds like it.
Oh. Huh. So debt would be D-E-T. Debt.
Yeah.
So diet.
Yep. It's
diet. Oh, nice one. Always tomorrow. Salad
Unless
tomorrow.
You're doing it for allergy or health reasons. Diets are stupid. You're perfect the way you are.
Stop. You're a pervert the way you are.
You're a pervert. Hey, and we stand by that. You're a pervert
and
the way you are.
We are perverts. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum,
don't
bum,
let
bum,
diet culture take all your money and your joy. All right. And those are all of our riddles from Laura. Thank you so much,
wow,
Laura.
Thank you so much.
Laura, thank you so much.
Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug a few things. One, I want to say that you should all watch the movie Wolfwalkers. It's an animated Irish film that's absolutely beautiful. It's gorgeous to look at. The music's stunning. The voice acting is stellar. The story is wonderful. So check out Wolfwalkers. I believe it's on Apple TV.
That is how that's pronounced.
Apple TV. So please check that out. It's a wonderful movie. The other thing I want to plug, oh, and I just lost it. Oh, is Audio Daddy, Casey Tony, is hilariously close to 3,000 followers on Twitter. So please follow him at Casey Pony, P-O-N-E-Y. So it's like Casey Tony, but a P instead of the T, at Casey Pony. Please follow him on Twitter, and let's get Audio Daddy up to 3K, shall we?
And if you like hentai memes, you're really going to like that follow. That's going to be a really good follow for you, because that is basically all it is. Something that I would like to plug is a game that I'm probably pretty close to done with playing on stream. So if you haven't played it, you can definitely check it out. It's Disco Elysium. I've really, really enjoyed it. And it's a very, very fun game, especially if you're into kind of like... It's not like a combat-oriented game. It's more like storytelling. But the dialogue is really good. The voice acting is really fun. So give that my endorsement. Go check out... Casey just beat it. So check out Disco Elysium. And maybe follow him at Casey Pony if you want to see some like hentai about that.
Is JBC... I might be dumb. Is that a spinoff of Disco County Jr.?
Yes. Not to your question to the I might be dumb. Erin, anything that you want to plug?
Sure. My improv team, Wetbus, is doing lots of fun improv show and hangout and video game streams on Twitch. So if you want to follow us, we're wet_bus. They are my favorite people in the world. They're so, so funny. So if you don't want to go for me, go for the Andrew Robinson, Malie Vinstor, Haley Palmer, Raina Kasky, Harrison Lott, Sean Coyles of it all. You don't need to come for me.
Wow, she forgot two names. So
yeah,
did I?
It really, really sucks to hear a list. It really sucks to hear a list of your favorite people of
in
the
world.
I don't
think I forgot two names. I think I said all the six other people on Webbus. Yeah.
Well, you forgot one big name. Maybe the biggest name in the universe, or at least one of them.
Andrew, Haley, Raina, Harrison, Sean.
I believe it starts with a J.
Size of
Adel and JBC.
No, that starts with A.
This is where boys go to get more stupider.
Justice.
Yes, close.
Janitor.
Uh-huh.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
She got there! She said it!
Starring Erin Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, charts and farts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We go back to our top songs of the 2000s with another thing that is not named that tune. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.